All right, so a few things you should know. One is my mother loves Christmas. She makes Christmas perfect. Then the Christmas morning space is very important to her. It's a very sacred space in her own way. The other thing is I was a rebellious kid, but I was not a disobedient kid. I was rebellious in very passive aggressive, devious kind of ways, not in basic disobedient ways, because I became rebellious. I was a late bloomer, very late in life in high school. Clap for that? That's funny. That's deviousness, I guess. That's great. The other thing is I'm 33 now, which means I had a lot of my formative years. My high school years were in the late 80s. So during the 80s, the camcorder entered our world as they entered many people's worlds, and not the cute ones like now, the huge ones that, you know, had the one by one little black and white screen to look through. It looked like you're filming The Honeymooners every time you're looking through it. And you couldn't really tell what you were doing either. But anyway, it entered my world and I hated it. I hated this machine. It was terrible. It wasn't so much that we had a camcorder and that we used it. It was that we used it for everything. Like Christmas morning, all of Christmas Day, it was set on a tripod and turned on. That's not a joke. That's what they did. And it would just leave it on the whole time. And I hated this. I hated the whole idea of it. Now, let me try and give you an idea of why I hated this. I was an extremely unattractive adolescent. Man, this is a rough crowd. Okay, I was very unattractive. I wore my hair down to my shoulders in this very bad hippie thing I was doing. It was bad. I had these photo gray glasses. If you don't know what photo gray glasses are, I think the technology's better now. But well, they were round. They're like John Lennon glasses with the hippie thing, except they were like double size of John. So they're huge round. They're huge round glasses, and they're photo gray, which is supposed to be, you go outside, they turn into sunglasses, and you come back inside, and they get clear again. That's theoretically what they're supposed to do, but they're always kind of a weird shade of gray, and certain lights turn them sunglasses, or mostly the way to sunglasses in certain places. So these lights would have turned them completely gray, and they were terrible. I think the technology still has gotten better, but they're also very heavy, because there was a layer in there, so they're always down on my nose. Quite a ways. I was always pushing them up. I was a geek. I was a geek. I had really, really bad skin on top of that. So that was the picture of me as in high school. So I hated to be photographed, and even better, I hated to be videotaped. So that's what I looked like. So I was, this video camera was my nemesis. So I mounted a campaign against the video camera. And the first thing I did was I would just turn it off. That was my first strategy against the video camera. So if you watch these old tapes, and there's lots of them, of course, because they taped everything. There's drawers and drawers of these tapes no one will ever watch because they're so boring. There's a reason these stories are 7 minutes, because if you tape everything, like, life is boring. It's not interesting to watch the whole thing. You want a little interesting piece of it. In this first campaign, you watch these tapes, what you see is you see big jump cuts. You can watch these tapes and watch me. These are worth watching, actually. You see me get up to go to the bathroom or something. I come by the camera, and then it jumps to farther along because I've turned it off, and until my parents realize it, and they turn it back on. And you hear a little bit of mumbling, of course, after it comes back on. You see it jump, and it jump cuts ahead, and you son of a bitch, you did it again. So, stop turning that off. I want this on. And do it again. Stop doing that. It jumps ahead. So it was not a good strategy because they just turn it back on. It didn't work. So I knew I had to escalate one more rung in my campaign against the video camera. So as holidays continued, by the way, it wasn't just holidays. It was holidays that were videotaped start to finish. It was all school functions, anytime any of the kids were performing, birthdays, everything. They're all taped fully, start to finish. It was terrible. If my parents were here, they would be videotaping. Not now, but then, in the 80s, that's what they would, and it's huge, you could see it. So my next campaign was to sit behind the camera during these holidays and make commentary. So, and this is my mother. She's opening the Christmas present. Lost some dexterity from her earlier youth. That's fine. Oh, it's obviously not her size. Oh, she's smiling, but she's not selling it. She's disappointed. this strategy backfired completely. It was a worse strategy because, first of all, it's exhausting to talk for that long. I couldn't do it for that long. It was good. And it made the videos more interesting. So the video camera stayed. It didn't go away. And I had a new job, which was to operate the video camera. So they would make me do stuff. They would go and take that video camera, and you need to video this school function. Say some of those funny things. It was terrible. So I had to escalate again. I knew I had to escalate another level. So keep jingling. You won't get to the payoff. So anyway, the next escalation came in a holiday dance recital that my sisters were in. Dance recitals are terrible, terrible things to sit through for people who are not their mother. For mothers, they are excuses to buy really expensive costumes and to do hours of hair and makeup and sit in the audience and say, oh, she looks just like a Rockette. You know, there's lots and lots of people who are not your sister. I'm all for supporting sisters or brothers who are in dance recitals, but there are a lot of other people's kids who are bad at it, who you have to watch. So I was made to go, my brother and I, who was a year older than I was, he was usually on board with my rebellions. We said, you have to go videotape the dance recital. It's like fate worse than death. So we went, and we set up the tripod and the big thing and the little thing, and we videotaped it. So we started making commentary during the dance recital about whoever was dancing, which was not, we were not nice. It was not cool. We would sing along with the song sometimes. We'd make up words, new words to the songs that were not nice. They were not nice. We would turn the camera on each other and give interviews and commentary about the dance recital. I'm not proud of this. We stole costumes. And got in them and did more interview and commentary. The epitome of this is this guy walked in on us. We were in the men's room filming. My brother was filming me, and I was this very hairy chested kid in a Spanish style tutu giving an interview about the dancing. Somebody's father walked in. I assume he's somebody's father. I don't know who he was. He never broke his stride. He walked in while we were doing this. He walked out and he ratted on us. But they didn't mess with us about stealing costumes, or they couldn't even talk. They didn't talk to us at all about the fact that I was in the Spanish style tutu and the hairy chest. They're like, we need you guys. They didn't throw us out either, which is weird. But like, we need you to not film in the bathrooms anymore. It's a private space. Okay, I understand that. So we kept filming and we kept doing these things. This strategy worked halfway. It made it so I was never invited back to a dance recital. But it didn't work with the video camera. In fact, if you come to my house, somebody in my family will immediately show you this video. In fact, my wife who's here, first time she visited my house, my sister said, oh, you gotta see this. And so she saw the video for that. So that was a holiday dance recital. So that same year, I was fresh off this winning battle with dance recitals. I knew I had to defeat the video camera this year. I was on my way. So Christmas started, and there's this very, very stupid tradition that comes from my mother's side of the family, which I know is stupid because she doesn't even like it. She was made when she was young that when they would get up on Christmas morning, they'd have to fix their hair, put in new night clothes, and stay at the top of the stairs while their parents went downstairs with a camera, a regular camera, to come downstairs, and they were coached in how to look surprised and impressed with Christmas. And they were coached like this. You have to come down the stairs and look like this. Like that. So there are these years of useless pictures of them, which is exactly the same picture. Very nice hair, very nice clothes, going down looking like this. If you lined them all up together, they would just be, a year older every year. They'd be... useless. So with no hint of irony, my mother made us do the same thing. Not a hint of irony, except with a video camera. And it's even stupider in my house because my brother and I had our bedrooms in the basement. So We had to come upstairs through the sacred Christmas space, back upstairs to meet my sisters while they came downstairs with the video camera and waited for us to fix our hair. And now, we weren't coached in exactly what to do. We were passive-aggressive. This is where I get it from, I guess. We were passive-aggressively influenced into being awed at Christmas. It was like, don't you like Christmas? You didn't smile enough. It was not good. So, but you didn't have to go like this. You just had to be in shock and awe at the fact that you're surprised that Christmas happened again this year or something. So, oh dear. Okay, I'm getting there. Okay. So this year I knew I was done. I was done with this stupid tradition. I was in high school, first of all. We drove to the dance recital. It was ourselves. I'm not shocked that Christmas happens. I know it happens. I'm not going to look stupid. And I'm fresh off this win against the dance recital. This one year I decided I came downstairs. Upstairs. I wore this Santa hat. This very nice Santa. It was very long. It was a long Santa hat. And I think I had my photo gray glasses on them, I don't remember. And that was it. And I came down the stairs and addressed the camera with that I was impressed with Christmas, my shock and awe. I expressed this. And if you watch this tape, you see me in full Monty come down the stairs with a Santa hat. You see me address the camera, express my gratitude that Christmas happened again this year. You hear my mother scream. Expressing her displeasure at the full Monty addressing of the camera. You hear my stepfather giggle. He's behind the camera, so you hear that. Which is not what you want to hear when you're naked and in high school. Very hairy. You don't. The camera turns off. The tape is done, and we were not made to suffer through the video camera for holidays anymore.